Please be seated. Advent, telling us something is coming. It's part of a journey. It's kind of a two-way street. And traditionally, as we begin, for me anyway, our road to Christmas, I always like to share a couple of things to brighten our day. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. And last, what do lions sing at Christmas? Jungle bells. All right, so now you're smiling, you're groaning a little, I've heard that, but you're smiling. And that's a good thing as we enter Advent, because smiles can be and are really a sign of hope. And hope is what our candle is all about this morning, our candle of hope. Today I want to take a quick look at what first seems the story of end times that we've been reading about, times of destruction and times of fiery judgment. But in reality, we're going to be looking at this, a new beginning, a time of renewal, again, a time of hope. Hope in a God that loves us all, a God who cares for us all, a God who sacrifices all for a people who don't even fully appreciate the sacrifice. And that's what grace is all about. Freely done, freely offered, freely given. And again, that's what this candle of hope is lit to remind us of. The hope in a God that loves us all. As we prepare to do that, let's just bow our heads for a moment. Gracious and loving God, this is the first Sunday of Advent, and we sort of surround that first Sunday with this word hope. Fill us with your message of hope today, Lord. Help us to put away all the distractions that we have. There's lots been going on to get us ready for this morning with communion and everything else happening. Help us to clear our minds for the things that you wish to bless us with in the Word today. And dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind be acceptable before you and your people. Holy Spirit, open our spiritual ears to hear your Word today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first Sunday of the church's liturgical calendar, so today is New Year's Day in so many ways. Last night was New Year's Eve. If you're not following the regular calendar, this would be the calendar we would be following, and today would be the first day of the new year. This first Sunday means that the season of Advent is upon us. That's why we've got all these lovely decorations around. That's why we've lit this candle of hope. And over the course of the next 4 weeks, we'll be taking a look at Advent, because yes, it's arrived. Advent, of course, brings an awareness that Christmas is literally around the corner. It's already here. Where did the time go? It seems like it was just summer a little while ago, and with the temperature rising, it's a reminder that the summer wasn't that far away. Christmas just around the corner, and Advent starting today, you could wonder why we're reading two scriptures in particular that have apparently nothing to do with Advent or the Christmas story. So why start off the Advent season this way? And that's a good question. Jeremiah and Luke appear to be talking about something of an end time, a time when things we know about are going to abruptly come to a powerful and crashing point of destruction. Well, really what they were talking about is a new beginning. Not just the end of old things. Advent, as I mentioned before, is an English word that comes from Adventus, or Adventus, to pronounce it properly. Ad is to, and venio, or venio, is come. And it's a Latin translation, I got to go backwards here, of a Greek word, parousia. And parousia is drawn from the Greek for a divine presence, derived from para, which is beyond, and ousia, which is substance. So Advent is the coming of the divine presence of the God of God in the midst of creation. Advent is the coming of the divine presence of God in the midst of creation. That's what Christmas is. That's why we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. The divine presence of God came into the midst of creation. It's said that Advent celebrates the coming incarnation of God, not just the coming nativity. They're big words. The incarnation of God in the midst of creation. It's an ongoing process of salvation, while the coming nativity is an event in the once for all sort of historical event of Bethlehem. So the nativity is what, you know, we talk about on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, when Mary and Joseph, that whole story. That's that nativity scene. But this incarnation of God is Jesus himself. We anticipate and celebrate more than just Christ's birthday. As I said before, this is what makes the difference with us as Christians. This is not just a celebration of the birth of the leader or start of our faith and religion. This is the birth of God's salvation and change of the way things happen on this earth. We anticipate and celebrate much more. God is entering our world so thoroughly that nothing has been the same ever since that happened. And God continues to take flesh in our midst, in the men and women and children, you, all of you present today, who form his body and his church today. And the birth we anticipate and celebrate is not just the past historical event, but Christ's continuing birth in the church members, you and I, accomplished by the power of the Spirit in the midst of God's people in the world today, right now and for always. Advent is a time when we prepare to anticipate and celebrate this forever-changing event of the incarnation of God, the flesh-making of God. As we walk down this road of hope, this candle signifies this hope during Advent. It causes us and should cause us to begin to think about seasonal traditions that we have in our homes and certainly here at our church. Think about for a moment what some of those might be. We do many things at this church, and if you look around, you can see one of those traditions. We decorate our sanctuary in the halls of our church building for Advent and Christmas. And it's wonderful to see all these lovely decorations and think about the hard work and loving work that goes into putting these things up every year. It's again, as I said, it's striking our senses. We see, we hear, we sense. Advent, as we look at these four candles, hope, peace, joy, and love, we'll also be looking at the four Gospels and their way of showing and telling us the Christmas story. What exactly do we mean by the candle of hope when we reference it today? The dictionary tells us hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. The point of Jeremiah and Luke today is not to cause fear and dread about terrible things coming, but honestly to instill a true sense of hope for a new beginning that's promised in the words found in those two particular readings. Not a word that we should fear, but a word that gives us hope about something new. This time of year can be very stressful for many. It can also be anything but a time of happiness and joy for others. Christmas time, sadly, has become for so many in our day and age a time of deep sorrow, and there's often a sense of loss or even for some exclusion. It's anything but a time of hope or a time of feeling of expectation and desire for that certain thing to happen. For some, this is because of the loss of loved ones over the years that can make this season painful, bring about painful reminders of loss. For others, this is because year after year they have been excluded from things in their lives, and it's only a further reminder of their isolation and loneliness. It's anything but hopeful on a journey of a road to hope. That's why I'm glad that this congregation continues to do things like our Christmas Day dinner and the children's gift program through the school in our neighborhood. It's more than doing just a nice or a good thing at the time of Christmas. It's a tangible way to show that we're not on this journey of hope alone. The whole point of our journey, this whole point is to, on this road of hope, is to bring others along, to help those who have difficulty walking this road of hope. It's not all about me, and we are aware of that to some degree, but it isn't all about me. It's about us walking together, working together to meet that little baby at the time, Jesus, in hope and in peace, and in love and in joy. On this road of hope, we hold the candle of hope during the Advent time, and we need to prepare a way to make a road level, smooth as possible, for we're not walking on it alone. We are walking on it together. And it's our responsibility as believers in Jesus to watch for those who may have stumbled or are sitting at the side facing in a sense of hopelessness, and to bring them along and to bring a sense of hope, an anticipation of something great to come. This is an incredibly hectic time of year for so many of us. We need to support one another at this time. There is a light at the end of this road. It's the coming of our Lord Jesus. Our reading in Thessalonians says, "Night and day we pray most earnestly that you may see face to face, we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith." This is a way to assist those in our midst who struggle at this time. We can pray for them. We can do things that will restore whatever is lacking in their faith. God bless us as we journey on this road of hope, the candle of hope, symbolizing that hope in Christ to come. Amen. And now, trusting in the sure promises of Christ and grateful for the Spirit's sustaining power, let us bring forth our tithes and offerings to God.